Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with the heart, and that people listen with their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, today is World Mission Sunday. Every Sunday, you who come to church, you report for mission. Thank you for taking time to come to church. Hindi po madali yun. Some have to wait for a ride o magbibis ng maaga, etc., etc. So, you're doing it. Reporting for duty, Lord. May mga iba naman hindi makapunta because they are sick or whatever, indisposed. Pero mayroon naman pong ibang pwedeng pumunta to honor God. Pero for whatever reason, they don't come to report for me. Ah, pwede naman sa bahay, ganon, ganon, etc., etc. Mga kapatid, we all have how many hours in one day? 24. How many days in one week? 7. How many hours in one week? Pakicompute nga ho ninyo. 24 times 7, 168 hours. Lahat tayo, young or old, rich or poor, we all have 168 hours. Hiningi po ni Lord sa atin 1 hour. 1 hour for Him. Sino ba siya? Siya lang naman yung nagbigay ng buhay sa atin, etc. Siya lang naman yun. 1 hour for Him. At madalas hindi pa natin maibigay. Pakicompute nga nyo, 168 minus 1. 167 sa'yo na yun. Yung kaisa-isang oras, for whatever reason, you don't come to report to the Lord. Isipin lang po natin yan. Because no time. Mayroon pong tinanong, how many hours do you spend working on weekdays? Father, 8 oras. Eh, pag Sunday, pumupunta ka ba sa simbahan? Father, 8 oras. You have time. And this is what the Lord is telling us all today. Render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And give unto God what belongs to God. To God, we owe Him the honor, to give Him the honor and the glory, and to tell Him, kayo po ang Panginoon. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Please make time for the Lord. You have time. Father, siguro pag nag-retire na ako, I'll make more time for the Lord. Baka hindi ka umabot sa retirement eh. Paano yun? Oh, Father, siguro kung may sakit na ako, yeah, you have all the time then. Pero how about the wasted time? Kaya ako po sinasabi nga po, hindi po ba? When you have problems, may pinagdadaanan ka, ibig sabihin nun, buhay ka pa. Kasi kung wala ka ng pinagdadaanan, ikaw na lang yung dinadaan nila sa karwahe. Ayun, wala ka na. I hope we will have no regrets in the end that we love God too little, too late, just because we love ourselves, we loved money more. Please, Check yourself. Are you serving almighty money? Or are you serving almighty God? It's your choice. Choice po natin yun. And today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Mga kapatid, the gospel is very clear. Give to God what belongs to God. May mission po tayo. And what can we give to God? Well, you have your time, your talents, and your treasures. So mga kapatid, your time. There's a story about a man who had no time for God. No time. Marami kong ginagawa, trabaho, I have to earn some money, meet people. Okay. When he finally came before God at the end of his life, and God said, "What's your name?" And he told him the name. Wait a minute. And the Lord said, cannot find your name here. Ah, computerized na pala sila doon. No, your name is not here. And God looked at him and said, okay, I remember now. I was going to write your name once, but I had no time to write it down. Mga kapatid, think about it. Don't be so focused. Most of your time is just about I, me, and myself. Time for God. Time for service. Time for yourself. Please, time is something we can offer to God. Second, talents. Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo anong talent niya. Pagtingin mo pa lang, parang makikita mo na yung talent yan. Mawalang galang lang po. Maybe you can ask the person beside you, ano ho bang trabaho nyo? Anong linya nyo? Yeah, are you in the line of cosmetics? In the line of business? Medicine? Broadcasting? Chismisology? Ano yung mga linya mo eh? Kanya-kanya tayong talents. Are you using your talents for God? For others? Ang dami dyan ang galing magsalita. Well, why don't you use that? Kung kagaling mong maggawa ng kwento, why don't you use that also to talk about God instead of talking about other people? Ang galing mong gumawa ng pera? Wow! If only you could also use that talent to search and get people come closer to advertising. In other words, my talent, your talent, is not for myself. It's meant for service. And yesterday, we laid to rest a very talented SVD priest, Father Rod Salazar, SVD from Albay, Legazpi. Wow, he is a VIP. Very intelligent priest. He was head of the University of San Carlos for many years. He headed the SEAP. You name it, he's in the academic field. But he used his talent for God and for country. He's a poet, he's an orator, he's a writer, a singer, very impressive priest, VIP. But he remained a humble priest, a warm priest. Hindi po siya naging mayabang in spite of all his talents. Money, good family and all, he could have been somebody, but he chose to be a someone for God and for people. That's using our talents. Pro Deo et Patria. For God and for country. Baka naman yung talents mo only for me. Mayroon din, only for I, for me, and third, for myself. Share your talents. I speak to the young people. Hey, there's a big world out there. You know, you acknowledge your talents. You develop your talents. You share your talents. How many of you can play the guitar? You all can learn how to play the guitar, etc. So again, magagamit. If you look at our missionaries here, they go to the foreign missions without money. Mga ibang missionaries, wow, they're loaded with money kasi galing sila sa Europe, ganun. Pilipino, wala hong dala. Yun lang sarili po, yung ngiti nila, yung kaya nilang makikwento sa tao, makisama at that's it. Banat talaga ng buto. But it's used for the service of God. Mga kapatid, it's time to be grateful and say, Lord, you have given me these talents. Let me pay back kahit papano. Pay back time, everything. And brings us to the third, what we can share to God, our treasures. Pera, whatever you have, sana naman po, don't let it come to the point we say, sasabihin in the end, nawala ng dahil sa pera, nawala mo ang iyong kaluluwa. Sana hindi sabihin na, nang dahil sa pera, nawala mo ang iyong kalusugan. Nang dahil sa pera, nawala mo ang iyong pamilya. Nang dahil sa pera, nawala mo yung mga kaibigan. Nang dahil sa pera, nawala mo pa ang iyong Panginoon. Pera. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God. What belongs to God? You belong to God. It's not just belongings. You yourself belong to God. Don't forget that. So give yourself to God. This is what the Lord is telling us all today. At sana po, please remember the five balls we juggle in life. What are these five balls? Money, friends, work, health, and God. You have these, okay? And somebody said, of these five, only money is made of rubber. Na kung bumagsak, it can bounce back. If it falls down, money, work, if it falls down, it can bounce back. But family, friends, health, and God, if you drop them, they are made of glass. They can be shattered forever. Mahirap ng ma-recover yan. And many times you are so focused on work, you forget family, you forget friends, you forget our health and our God. Choose. Please make a good choice. And so today also, World Mission Sunday, Father Ron Pinka, we're sending him off today. Why? Father Ron Pinka from Northern Samar will be going to Spain. October 25, he's flying to Spain. We'd like to thank the parents of Father Ron. Yung pinakagwapo yatang anak nila ang binigay kay Lord. The parents are here. Papa Romeo and Mama Luciana, are you there? Could you please wave? Palakpakan po natin si Mama. Anong danon? Salamat po. Thank you. Wow. Alam nyo ba, this couple, nagkaroon ng 11 children. Wow. Muntik nang nakabuo ng isang barangay. And they're giving the best. Salamat po. Only God knows how Father Ron feels leaving country, home, and family. How Papa Romeo and Mama Luciana feel. But it's all offered to the Lord at the service of Christ our King. So mga kapatid, honor God. Give to God what is due Him. Mga kapatid, if you don't have God in your life, you end up living a boastful life. Yumayabang tayo eh. Wala kong walang Diyos, akong Diyos. Yumaman ako, akong gumawa niyan. You'll end up boastful, empty, and vain. If you don't have God, you and I end up sinful. Kasi wala namang nagko-control na eh. I just do whatever I want. Wala namang God eh. And without God, we end up fearful. Marami ka rin takot. Because many things you cannot control. You grow old, whatever. Wala ka ng control. So don't end up living a boastful life, sinful life, fearful life. Invite God to your heart right now. Lord, kayo po ang aking Panginoon. I need you. Without you, I am nothing. Patawad po sa kayabangan ko sa inyo, Panginoon. Patawad po. And if you have God, you have a peaceful life. Why? You're secured there's somebody bigger than you. You end up living a meaningful life. Ano man ang problema, sacrifices, may meaning, may kahulugan eh, with God. And you end up living a grateful life. Grateful ka kasi, Lord, kahit papano, buhay pa ako, naitawid namin, may blessing. You have somebody to thank too. Sisters and brothers, please remember, life is short. God gave us life. And let us then offer to God, payback time. Today, bow your heads and pray for God's blessing and ask Him now to bless you. Tell the Lord your gratitude, your love, maybe a sorry, maybe a promise. And your special request. And think about this. You work 8 hours to live 4. You work 6 days to enjoy 1 hour. You work 8 hours to eat in 15 minutes. You work 8 hours to sleep 5 hours. You work all year just to take a week or two vacation. You work all your life to retire in old age and contemplate only your last breath. Eventually, you realize that life is nothing but a parody of yourself, practicing for your own oblivion. We have become so accustomed to material and social slavery that we no longer see the chains. Life is a short journey. Live it. Collect memories, not material things. Reporting for duty. Lord, reporting for mission. And now, let us send off Father Ronnie Pinca as he reports for his mission to Spain.